delighted this morning to have a couple, Francisco and Joyce Laviano. Am I saying that right? Very close. Francisco and Joyce, will you stand up? Joyce has been, she was a single gal down in Venezuela, and then God put the two of them together. And Francisco and Joyce are leaders in the church in Venezuela. Great, God is greatly using them, and I'm sorry those in the balcony can't get a good look at you, but why don't you just walk on up here for a second? So, I'm sorry, so everybody can at least get a look at you. We don't want you to say anything, because I know how Joyce is. She can just sort of take over. Come on, come on. We went to Venezuela back in 1982 for a missions conference. Come on up here where the people up in the balcony can see you. This is all right, right up here. Everybody up there can see them now? So you got a face with a name. We love you guys, and
Thank you. It's
great to have you here. And the Lord bless you. It's a wonderful ministry you're involved in all over Venezuela and other parts of the world. But like most missionaries, they need prayer support, and they need financial support. So we're going to pray to that end.
Thank you.
We'll do that in a moment. Thank you. All right, has everybody found Jonah by now? Let's stand together. I want to read this in case you haven't read through Jonah, which I assume most of you have. What a great book. It not only teaches us a lot about as a sign of Christ's own death, burial, and resurrection, but it's a sign to Israel, and it's symptomatic of how God deals with us in discipline, yet he does so with gentleness and grace and tenderness. And that's what I want you to see in this passage this morning from chapter 2. Last week, we left Jonah in the sea, and notice in verse 17, now the Lord had prepared a